see what's brewing. Come see what the good times are.
Come see what the brewers are doing. Come on and cheer a superstar.
Be a believer in brewer fever. It's fun to join in the cheering. Stomp your feet.
I love this song. And I love that 82 team.
Just a Bit Outside is the film. It was just shown at the Wisconsin Film Festival in Madison, and these guys were there. I do want to ask Kelly, because I've seen him at Packers games. Talked to him, asked him what time Murder, She Wrote was on when I saw him, because I like to keep up on my favorite CBS shows. I'm sure he could tell you more history about Dallas. That was on CBS, right?
I want to
ask Kelly and Sean a Packers question first. By the way, welcome to the show, Sean Hannish, Kelly Call, the men behind Just a Bit Outside, the documentary on the 1982 Brewers. Join us because the film begins streaming on the Roku channel and on Roku starting tomorrow, right? Tomorrow is the big day?
Yeah.
Perfect. I could finally finish the movie.
you can watch it as many times as you like.
Just like I never finished the 60-yard line. Before we get started on the film, though, because you guys joined us when it was coming out, and it was awesome, and we're excited to talk about it again and help spread the word that it's going to be on Roku. Kelly, you're definitely a Packers fan. Sean, you are too or no?
I am a Packers fan. In fact, I have season tickets.
All right, perfect.
They were passed down from my grandfather.
Sean should give another relevant piece of information about him and the Packers.
Yeah, but my great uncle actually played on the first team in 1919 and 1920, the first two teams. He was 165-pound offensive and defensive tackle.
Nice. Wow. Yes. So he played with Curly Lambeau, who we talked about yesterday for a little while after we talked about the Masters. So here's the thing. Lucas Van Ness was part of the tailgate tour. Tausch, as you guys could probably imagine knowing him, great MC for an event. And a fan asked a question about the possibility of Rodgers quarterbacking the Steelers and if Lucas Van Ness is excited for the chance to sack him. And he got a big crowd, a lot of excitement, cheers, and woo! With his answer. But here's the question we're asking. If that game was at Lambeau instead of in Pittsburgh or perhaps in Dublin, would you boo Aaron Rodgers? So how would you two answer? Would you boo or would you be silent or quietly clap? How would you react if Rodgers came back to Lambeau with the Steelers?
I'm 100% booing.
Okay. Sean?
I'm more silent, honestly. I was listening to you guys before we came on. If it was, if he came back like, you know, Favre did as the quarterback for the Vikings or let's say the Bears or the Lions, then boo lustily. But really, I think, you know, Pittsburgh, listen, guys, this is last go around. I think quietly, plus I think we're going to smack him upside the head.
Well, Lucas Van Ness certainly thinks so. Just so you know, so we can get into our discussion Just a Bit Outside, as of right now, with 45 votes in the last 2 minutes, 79.7% they would not boo. They would politely clap or be silent. Kelly and the booers are at 20.3%.
So, say brewers or booers?
Booers. Booers. Wow. Okay. But let's transition to brewers. That's very savvy. All right, Kelly, fill us in first because, and I don't want to throw Tausch under the bus, but I'm going to. He has some issues with various streaming services. Now, okay. I don't think Roku is on the list. Peacock is his archenemy.
Yep.
But how do we see Just a Bit Outside starting tomorrow?
Two ways. One, if you have kind of the Roku stick or the Roku operating system, it's very easy. It'll pop right up. It should be on the home screen, and that's one of the reasons we decided to go to Roku's, they said they'd promote us, which was fantastic. If you end up on another service and they don't promote you, how do you, you know, how does anybody know you're there? And Roku is awesome about saying, we will promote you, we'll put you all over the place. If you don't have the Roku operating system, you can simply go to the RokuChannel.com. It pops right up. You can search for it. It should also be there the first few days. And then you can you know, do it on your laptop, do it on your tablet, stream it to your TV. And I think the best thing about all of it, it's all 100% free. You know, no sign up, no nothing.
That
no
is
subscription.
Nice.
Yeah, just, you know, log on and go. It's pretty easy.
Tausch is in.
So sure. Hey guys, how did, so I know you just mentioned why you picked Roku, but can you kind of take us through, because when we put out a hit movie, The 60-Yard Line, trying to get streamers and Netflix and all that, how does that all work? You put it in film festivals. Jason mentioned you were just down here. How, can you kind of take us through that process?
Well,
Sean, go ahead.
I mean, Tausch, I think the thing that really, really helped our film gain, you know, visibility was the theatrical that we did back in September and October. With Marcus, mostly with Marcus Theaters, and then we worked with a bunch of independent theaters around the state. I mean, it really lifted the profile. I think the fact that we currently have a 100% audience rating on Rotten Tomatoes helped a lot. I think, you know, we thought we were going to be in theaters for a week, and we ended up in theaters for 2 months. So, you know, I think people took a little bit of notice, and that really helped, you know. We it's tough sailing out there. We, you know, we pitched a whole bunch of places, and fortunately, you know, Roku ended up, you know, really getting excited about this, and we're just so pumped that people can watch it for free. But that's kind of been the journey. I think ironically, in a time right now where people don't, you know, watch that many movies in theaters, that's what really kind of, you know, helped us out a ton.
Yeah, it was great. I watched it to completion, unlike some people on this panel. And a couple of things, it was emotional. The Robin Yount part, Kelly, I know we talked about that and how emotional he got. But can you guys kind of take us in? Because since we've talked last, obviously, you know, Bob Uecker has passed, and we've seen the impact and how every team is giving a tribute to him. But I just I remember in the movie watching where it was before game 6 or 7 when they're all out, or, you know, out having a couple of beers, and Uke is out there with them trying to find a way back to the hotel. Can you kind of just talk about your conversations with the players and with Uke, and then your own personal stories about Bob Uecker too, because that obviously is a huge part of the movie.
I mean, to me, the interesting thing is, and we've heard it all the way through to, you know, hell, until last fall, they considered him a part of the team. Uecker was out with him every night, the 82 crew, and they were closing bars together. He threw batting practice every day to Yount, Molitor, and Cooper, sometimes Don Money. You know, he had a uniform on. He joked that he had a uniform on more when he was pitching BP than when he was actually playing. And he was one of the guys. There was no question about that, and I don't think that ever left.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to say that, you know, the opportunity to interview him was kind of once in a lifetime. I know we were one of his last interviews, and I brought my son, who's 10 years old, what was 10 years old at the time, and at the end of it, just to show you how quick he was up until the very last. I brought my son, and my son's name is Cannon. And so I, you know, said at the end, "Mr. Uecker, this is my son, Cannon." And without missing a beat, he said, "How you doing, Cannon? I'm Shotgun." And, you know, that's kind of how he was. He was just, I mean, so quick. He made everybody, when he walked into a room, he cracked a joke. He wanted you to be comfortable, which is, I mean, his level of kindness, and, you know, he just was truly, truly a great man and an incredible ambassador for the state and the city, and obviously the Brewers. I think Robin said at one point, he's bigger than the Brewers. So, He will be sorely missed, but never forgotten.
Yeah, and the Brewers are actually using some of our interview footage in their video tribute packages, which is
that's awesome.
Like a huge honor for us.
Talking with Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call about Just a Bit Outside, the documentary on the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers that begins streaming on your Roku and the Roku channel tomorrow. And then they'll get to work on Tausch's brilliant idea of the Jackson Churio documentary. It'll be a short film because he hasn't been in the league very long, so you might want to wait a while. One of the questions, though, I remember when, because Kelly, you'd obviously been on our show before for other stuff with the Greater Bucky Open, and for me to ask you what time Murder, She Wrote was on, which is not exactly what happened that day. When I saw this originally break that you were working on this, and obviously I know you, but your name was attached to it right away, obviously, because this is you guys' idea. I was really excited, but I also, there was a tiny part of me, kind of like with the draft being in Green Bay, where I was a little nervous. Like, I was going to build it up to be this big thing, and it was going to be a letdown. I assure anybody who's going to watch this, even though the link that Kelly sent me expired before I finished the movie, it is unbelievably good. You will not be disappointed. I got a lot going on. You will not be disappointed.
I think you missed the best part, by the way. The ending is the
great,
best part.
Now I have something to look forward to tomorrow. It worked out perfectly. I can also buy the DVD on Amazon for $19.88. Here's the thing. I am curious for both of you. I know why this team is so important to me, right? I was 10 years old then, same age as Cannon when he met Bob Uecker, right? I've told this story. It's one of my favorite stories to tell, although it doesn't paint my dad in a great light, but my dad kind of berating me when they came back from Baltimore when we met the team at the airport and being nervous about approaching players as they're coming down the walkway, and Don Sutton putting his arm around me and bringing me over and introducing me to players, some random kid he never met. So that I know why this story resonates with me. Explain, because clearly the Roku channel believes it's not just people like me who grew up in Milwaukee that this story hits. So why do you guys think this has a wider appeal beyond just Brewers fans? Because it clearly does. Otherwise, Roku's not picking it up.
Well, go, Kelly, go.
I think this is a universal story, and Sean's going to explain this better than I can. But, you know, go to sports. You know, most teams don't win in the end. Most players, their season ends in heartbreak. And that's the more common, you know, there's tons of documentaries out there about the teams that won. But for most teams, most years, you know, 96% of the players and their fans, you know, end in disappointment. And I think there's, but the unique thing about this is that, you know, the city came back and showed their love, even though it ended in disappointment.
I mean, I totally agree. I'd like to also add, I mean, I think, Jason, your story kind of gets at the essence of why people fell in love with this team. It was a time in which players could go into the parking lot after games and, you know, essentially have a beer with people. You'd see them out at the bars. They also, their entire ethos was work hard, play hard. You know, play hard. I think that people in Milwaukee, I mean, even us kids were like, we really dug that we had guys that were going to kill themselves to try to win games. And, there's something about Wisconsin sports fans that, I mean, you know, being one of, you know, being a dyed-in-the-wool Wisconsin sports fan, if our players are out there trying their best and giving it all, respect. We love them. You know, listen, they don't have to come home with the brass ring every time. It's awesome when they do. But, you know, if the fact that they're out there fighting for the team and fighting for us, we love that. And that speaks a lot to kind of the character of people of Wisconsin. And this team did that in spades. They went out there and they tried their best, and their backs up against the wall so many times, and came through so many times, except the last time. And the people were like, heck yeah, we're going to throw them a parade. Who cares if they lost? They won to us.
All right, again,
guys. Do you think if the same story plays out, and they lose a game seven in the World Series in 2025? Do you think that the city of Milwaukee would do a parade like that?
Good question.
I
don't know. I know this team was special. Sean and I were up at the Tavern League convention in Wausau a couple days ago, and we showed the movie. And to Sean's point, I can't tell you how many people came up after and told stories about Jim Slayton left me 5 tickets. I had a beer at Gorman and Vuk's bar, and they were there, and Vuk was tending bar. I don't know if we can have the same relationship. I love Jackson Churio already, but I don't know if I could have the same feeling I had, that maybe I had for Gorman Thomas.
All right, last thing for you. And again, Roku is streaming this, and Tausch is going to love this part, for free. If you have Roku on your TV, you have the stick. You don't have to sign up to watch, like you have to watch Badgers games on Peacock. This is all free. The RokuChannel.com you can go to. It starts tomorrow. Last thing. So you guys both have accomplished a ton in your careers, right? Sean, you've been doing all kinds of directing and writing over the years. Kelly, I don't know if this is an accurate depiction, but you ran CBS, which is kind of a big deal. I am wondering, though, this was your passion project, you two. Do you have the, shall I say, biography or documentary itch now to do something else? And have you considered the Mark Tauscher story? No. Have you considered, do you want to do more of this kind of stuff? Because this, I can tell you, I have had so many friends who went to see it in the theater or bought the DVD. Not even friends that necessarily listened to the show that knew that you guys were friends of ours that were on the show that were like, oh my God, have you seen this documentary on the 82 Brewers? It resonated in a huge way. Does that give you any desire, maybe not with all your own money next time, to do this again?
I'm not sure we'll ever find anything that means as much to us. We were both teenagers, and we were at that exact right age where, you're old enough to know what's going on, and you're old enough to also have it stick with you the rest of your life. That being said, we've got all sorts of people kind of coming to us with stories now. Tausch, Gilbert Brown came up to us yesterday or 2 days ago at the Tavern Convention, Tavern League Convention, ran up to us after we were done, and he said, when are we doing a Packers doc?
This is what I'm saying.
And that would be my thing. That would be my thing. I got to tell you guys, if we were to do one thing, it'd be a Packers doc. I mean, bleeding green and gold, as so many of us do, that would be next. But to Kelly's point, you got to find that right hook. And right. This, just a bit outside with the 82 Brewers had the right hook. We'll get there with the pack, though.
All right, well, the Mark Tauscher story coming to a Cineplex near you in 2028. In the interim, you guys, we're so happy for your success. I am legitimately excited to finish the movie tomorrow. And we've been huge cheerleaders for you guys from the very beginning, and it's been great to see just how much this resonated. We're glad to help you guys get the word out again. It is on Roku and the RokuChannel.com starting tomorrow, streaming for free. And it is more than worth the price of admission. It is definitely worth it. Guys, we appreciate you.
We can't thank you enough for your help.
Yes.
You guys have been tremendous, and word of mouth has meant everything to this. I'll just lastly add, we got a call yesterday. Baseball Hall of Fame is going to show our movie in Cooperstown over Memorial Day, which is
let's go.
Yet another really cool honor for us.
Yes. Awesome.
Well, you're Hall of Famers in our book. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks for all your support, guys. Appreciate it.
Those are our friends Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, promoting again Just a Bit Outside, available on Roku starting tomorrow. So be sure to tune in if
I'll
you haven't seen it yet.
Answer that question that I asked. There would not be a parade in 2025.
Yeah, because 2025 coming in second isn't nearly good enough, right?
Well, I think it's more the connect. I don't know connectivity-wise. Maybe I'd be wrong because I think the city of Milwaukee. Maybe. I'm just telling you my opinion.